This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Hurricane Florence may be hitting America with Category 4 or 5 strength. We're hearing that Hurricane Florence is expected to strengthen to a powerful Category 5 status later today. And we're going to talk about that and talk about who could be in the line of that hurricane. We have tributes coming in for September 11th. This is obviously one of our somberest days. Going to kind of recap what happened that day, and we're not going to forget. Amazon is going to be shipping live full-size Christmas trees. You could get your Christmas tree from Amazon. Now, isn't the whole holiday about, you know, us finding our tree, picking our tree, taking it home, right? Kids get all excited. It being like a family decision. And I guess we could, you know, one click away be able to get our Christmas trees. Doctors, we're being told, are giving no reasons when prescribing opioids to patients in a third of the office visits. Doctors don't even give a reason on their note. We're going to talk about that and what I think of that study. Also, Olivia Newton-John, battling breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer, as we know. She seems optimistic, but it's been revealed that she is using not only medical treatments, but alternative treatments. We'll tell you what she's using and where her status is. And then physician burnouts. We have a little bit more, information on which specialties we see the most burnouts and what does that mean for you as a patient. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So most of us remember where we were when we heard about the World Trade Center bombings, and it was our jaws dropped. I was getting ready for work. It was early in the morning. It was about 6:30. It was about actually about 5. I think it was about 6 a.m. And I was getting ready for work. Hubby was walking the dog. You know, I was feeding the baby. And at first, we thought that the first plane was an accident. And then I was like, wow, how did a plane accidentally, fly into the World Trade Center? Then when the second one hit, we knew we were under attack. So September 11, 2001, 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 planes, carried out these suicide attacks. 2 planes were flown to the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. A 3rd plane hit the Pentagon just outside D.C., and a 4th plane crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000 people were killed during those attacks. So September 11, 2001, at 8:45 a.m., an America Airlines Boeing 767 loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. It left this burning hole gaping in the 80th floor of the 110-story skyscraper, according to History.com. It instantly killed hundreds of people, trapped hundreds more. As the evacuation of the tower and its twin got underway, television cameras broadcasted live images. Now, we're being told that stories had come out that people in the other tower were told to hold off as they were trying to evacuate the first tower. And unfortunately, within, I believe it was 18 minutes later, a second Boeing 767 United Airlines Flight 175 turned sharply toward the World Trade Center and sliced into the South Tower near the 60th floor. That caused a massive explosion. Debris, surrounding buildings. That's when we knew we were under attack. According to History.com, the attackers were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations, reportedly financed by the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization of the Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. They say some terrorists had lived in the United States for more than a year. They had taken flight lessons at American commercial flight schools. Some of them had also learned on that flight training that, I forget the video game, Flight Simulator. Others had slipped into the country in the months before September 11th. I had seen one of them in one of the urgent cares a few days before the attacks. Just still sends chills down my spine. Apparently, the terrorists smuggled box cutters, knives through security at three East Coast airports, boarded four early morning flights bound for California, and they chose those because then the planes were loaded with fuels, a lot of fuel. Soon after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the four planes. So the Pentagon attack, apparently American Airlines Flight 77, circled over Washington, D.C. before crashing into the west side of the Pentagon military headquarters at 9:45 a.m. Jet fuel led to an inferno, huge structural collapse of a portion of the building. 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon attack, plus the 64 on the airplane. Then, less than 15 minutes after the terrorists struck the struck the Pentagon, that's when we started to see the buildings from the World Trade Center start to collapse. Apparently, the structural steel could not handle the fire, the heat, as well as the damage for the impact. And so at 10:30 a.m., the north building of the Twin Towers collapsed. They say only six people in the World Trade Center towers at the time of their collapse actually survived. 10,000 had to be treated for injuries, mostly severe. Then Flight 93. This was a California-bound plane. United Flight 93 was hijacked about 40 minutes after leaving Newark Liberty International Airport. The plane had been delayed in taking off. Passengers on board learned of the events in New York and Washington via cell phone and, I guess, airphone calls on the ground. So they had passengers knew that this could obviously be bad, and so I guess they voted and they decided to cause an insurrection. And so one of the passengers, Thomas Burnett Jr., told his wife over the phone, "I know we're all going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it. I love you, honey." And another passenger was heard, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll." And so they were able to storm the cockpit and stop it. Over close to 3,000 people died in the attacks. We'll never forget. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are heading to the peak of hurricane season, and unfortunately, Hurricane Florence is making her way towards our coast, East Coast. They say 1.5 million people have already been ordered to evacuate as Florence is barreling towards North and South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center expects Florence to turn into an extremely dangerous major hurricane and is expected to strengthen to Category 5 status later today. It's currently carrying winds up to 140 miles per hour. It's currently a Category 4 storm. Expected to approach Category 5, and it's going to slow and strengthen off the U.S. Atlantic coast. They say that already, I apologize, South Carolina's governor ordered the state's entire coastline evacuated starting at noon today, predicted that 1 million people would flee as highways reverse directions, so all traffic will be heading away from the coastal areas. Virginia also issued a mandatory evacuation order for 245,000 residents. At least 250,000 more people were due to be evacuated from the northern Outer Banks of North Carolina. Another 550,000 people were ordered to leave Hatteras and Ocracoke. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, even Maryland governors have declared states of emergency. So, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper was speaking today, saying his state is in the bullseye and urged people to get ready now. So, the very center of that bullseye may actually be Camp Lejeune. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's actually a Marine Corps training base. So, a seven-day forecast shows 20 inches or more falling there, part of a wide swath of rainfall that could total 10 inches or more over much of Virginia, drenching the nation's capital. So, D.C. could be in the heart of it as well. So they say Florida's could hit the Carolinas harder than any hurricane since Hurricane Hazel. Now, Hurricane Hazel hit them back in 1954. It was a Category 4 storm at the time. It destroyed 15,000 buildings, I believe killed 19 people. In the six decades since then, many thousands of people have moved to the coast. It's a beautiful coast. I've never been to the Carolinas, but I hear it's amazing. So we're already seeing rip currents hitting beaches, seawater flowing over state highways. And so, unfortunately, authorities are warning of life-threatening coastal storm surges, prolonged rains, widespread flooding, and they're hoping it doesn't linger inland for several days. They do expect about 10 to 15 inches of rain in the hardest hit areas. So we'll keep you guys posted for that. We're already seeing people get ready. People start to leave. And they're concerned that this could be a bad one. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We are praying for Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John, one of my favorite actresses and singers, multiple Grammy award-winning and performer, I believe turned 70 in the next few days. She, as we know, has been battling stage four breast cancer. She was first diagnosed back in 1992. She had a partial mastectomy, and then she had reconstructive surgery, and appeared to have kept it at bay. Then, in 2013, she had a minor car accident. She had this lump on her left shoulder, and they found that it was breast cancer. So, she again went through treatment, and then last year, we heard that she had to battle it for a third time as it metastasized to her sacrum or a low part of the back. So this has been a fight that has been now going on for 26 years. In an interview with Suman G. Komen Foundation a while back, she shared a story. She said she meditated every day. She did yoga. She used homeopathy. She ate well. She boosted her inner strength as much as I could, she says. When bad thoughts came in, I pushed them right out. I had what's called a modified radical mastectomy with reconstruction done to my breast immediately. A woman could be traumatized waking up with nothing there. But after that, she had remained cancer-free for a while. Now, she, in a recent interview with People magazine, states she still believes she will win over it. She goes, I don't go there. I'd be lying if I said I'd never go there. There are moments, I'm human, so if I allow myself to go there, I could easily create that, you know, big fear. And so what you see very, very interestingly is that she really uses, mind over matter. And, it has worked. I mean, this was back in 1992. You didn't have as good a survival rate with breast cancer as you do now. And for her to be able to almost 30 years later, be able to, still, be alive and be able to fight, it's pretty remarkable. And what's also remarkable is, I guess, she is incorporating alternative treatments as well. Now, she has undergone radiation treatments since being diagnosed, but she is including natural remedies. Now, she's an Australian native, but she lives in Santa Barbara. And her husband grows Santa Barbara, California. Her husband grows cannabis plants. So he's been making her tinctures with cannabis oil. She says in California it's legal to grow a certain amount of plants for your own medicinal purposes, so my husband makes me tinctures. They help with the pain. She says she's lucky to live in the state and hope that Australia, where she spent most of her childhood, would change its laws. She goes, my dream is that in Australia soon, it will be available to all the cancer patients and people going through cancer that causes pain. Now, this was in a program called Sunday Night that appeared on Australian TV. So, you know, she's also cut sugar from her diet. She's staying positive. She says, I live in this beautiful place. I have a wonderful husband. I have all the animals that I adore. I have an incredible career. I have nothing really to complain about. So, mind over matter. Does it work? I believe so. She does turn 70 in a few weeks. She says, I love to sing. It's all I know how to do. That's all I've ever done since I was 15, so it's my life. And so she had to postpone certain dates of her last tour. And she did have a residency in Las Vegas. I believe she had a show in Las Vegas for some time. I'm a huge fan. But thinking positively definitely is a adjunct that we could use and an adjuvant when it comes to medical issues. You know, there was an article I believe I wrote years ago on the power of prayer, and we had heard of cases where people would pray, and it helped. I mean, you heard of this little girl with a brain tumor that was kissed on the head by the Pope, and she's still been in remission. I mean, it's amazing. In fact, they say it's gone. They say her brain tumor is gone. I had a lady who had fallen and broken her ribs, and she had multiple rib fractures, and she had we were treating for her for osteoporosis, and you know she had some other issues, but she had this rib fracture, and it's very painful. Rib fractures are painful because every time you breathe, it hurts. She goes to church. The pastor lays hands over her. The congregation prays. Pain goes away. She comes in going, can you please x-ray me? I want to see if the fracture is gone. Well, the fracture was still there, but the fact that the pain was gone, that's real. That is real. It's not subjective. That's objective. I mean, I could see she was not in pain. No pain medications, nothing. So, I do believe that prayer, I do believe a positive mind does embolden and instill in you a power that modern medicine and even traditional medicine can't do. Now, many people have been balking at what Olivia Newton-John has done with yoga and acupuncture. I mean, I look at it as success. And her eliminating sugar. A lot of people will eliminate sugar because they believe sugar helps feed the cancer. Cancer does like sugar. It does. You know, I do think that people who are diabetic have more of a propensity towards cancer. I think people with weakened immune systems. And so eliminating sugar from the diet, I think, is very helpful. I know somebody right now who's battling cancer, hardly eats any sugar at all, and is keeping the cancer at bay. So it's something to think about. You know, breast cancer, its prognosis is funny. It's tricky. We're doing better at combating it. But according to the American Cancer Society, stage 4 breast cancer, meaning it's spread to other parts of the body, has a 5-year survival rate of 22%. Stage 3 breast cancer, however, the 5-year survival rate jumps to 72%. Obviously, treatments today are improving survival rates, but, you know, her having stage 4 breast cancer back in 2013, a 5-year survival rate of 22%, well, she did it, you know, God willing. So, again, our prayers are with you, Sandy. It's my favorite movie, Grease. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Your life and stay your moment. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of Defense James Mattis participated in Tuesday's 17th anniversary of the attacks on September 11th at the Pentagon.
Even before the smoke cleared and the fires had put out, Americans began to answer the call to step forward to serve this nation, and they did so by the millions. The lines outside recruiting stations across this country reached around the block in big cities and small towns.
And regarding terrorism, FBI Director Christopher Wray said the United States has done a great job in thwarting terrorist attacks over the last number of years.
In the last year or so, we've thwarted attacks in San Francisco on the pier. We prevented an attack in Cleveland on the July 4th holidays, where there would have been thousands of people gathering to celebrate our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So NBC News is reporting that doctors gave no good reason for prescribing opioids to patients close to a third of the time. A close check of medical records between the years 2006 and 2015 showed that a physician gave no explanation at all for writing an opioid prescription in 29% of the cases. This is according to a team at Harvard Medical School and Rand Corp. So their findings help support criticism by the CDC the FDA, and others that say inappropriate prescribing practices have helped drive the opioid crisis. They say 42,000 people died in the year 2016 alone. We do not have 2017 numbers, which is kind of striking because 2018 is almost over. They say the CDC has been trying to get doctors to prescribe opioids only when absolutely necessary and to prescribe as low a dose as possible for the shortest time possible. Nicole Maestas, a professor of healthcare policy at Harvard, and her colleagues went through tens of thousands of medical records, focusing on more than 31,000 physician surveys that included a prescription for an opioid. Two-thirds did include a pain diagnosis, whether it's back pain, arthritis, diabetes, or another chronic condition. 5% were for pain-related cancer. But there was no pain diagnosis recorded at the remaining 28.5%. That's what the team wrote in their report. Many patients had multiple ailments, so the researchers served throughout any surveys that may have simply lacked space to record all the diagnoses. Still, many patients got renewals on opioids for no apparent good reason. At visits with no pain diagnosis recorded, the most common diagnoses were hypertension, hyperlipidemia, opioid dependence, and other follow-up examination. Well, opioid dependence is a reason. Opioid dependence is a diagnosis. So I'm kind of shocked they didn't include that. The number of opioid prescriptions rose dramatically over the past 20 years, they say, and the CDC says people would do better with other painkillers or even just ice. So, even though prescribing has dropped, it's not enough, as we still see more people are dying of overdose stress as they are going to illegal drugs, illegally obtained fentanyl, heroin, etc. So, they say doctors need to write down why they're giving the opioid. I agree, but opioid dependence is a reason, so I don't understand why they're saying that's not a reason. That's why I'm a little confused with this study. Dr. Tisa Marie Sherry says, whatever the reasons, lack of robust documentation undermines our efforts to understand physician prescribing patterns and curtails our ability to stem overprescribing. Now, a second study showed that most teens and young adults who have opioid use disorders are not getting the medication they do need. Drugs such as buprenorphine, naltrexone, methadone can help people fight their addiction. But this team from Boston Medical Center found that only 24% of youths with an opioid use disorder had a prescription for one of the drugs. So, people who are going through unfortunate withdrawal or dependence aren't getting the treatments they need, probably because a lot of doctors don't know how to treat that. I mean, I never learned how to use, I mean, when I was an ER doc, I used Narcan for overdose, but I never used antagonists, opioid antagonists. I've never used those. They didn't really have them in my training, and once they did come out there and you know, be used, I figured, you know what, we'll just let the pain management doctors deal with that. So I think the average family doctor or internist doesn't very commonly prescribe these drugs, and when you don't commonly prescribe it, you get nervous. You know, there's a lot of liability that surrounds an inexperienced practitioner or an inexperienced physician. And so if your thing, let's say, is diabetes or cholesterol, and pain management is not your thing, and you have somebody that needs a refill of something, you know, and they go, look, you know, I take this for my pain, I need a refill while I'm here, you know, the doctor will be more inclined to do that than stop and try to figure out and learn how to get you off of those medications. You know, this is a very tricky and very not very unpopular subject, where if you know, you have healthcare system where you have doctors that know how to prescribe a medicine, but you don't have a lot of doctors that know how to get you off of a medication. You know, I've brought this up when we were discussing about ADHD medications. The main reason I didn't prescribe Ritalin and Adderall and a bunch of medications used for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is because I didn't know how to get you off of the medications. I didn't know how to take a child and say, okay, now let's try you off the medication. I couldn't successfully do that. So I didn't want to be the doctor to start. I just found an ethical, what's the word I'm looking for? I apologize. An ethical duty to not start a medication that I didn't really know how to stop if we needed to. So if a fourth grader was having concentration issues or signs that could be significant and signifying an attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, I would refer them to a specialist who would deal with that. And I told you when I was doing ER, when I was an ER doc in a small town, they did not have an OB on call. And they knew I was able to deliver babies. They knew I was able to perform a C-section. And so they said, good, can you cover the OB call? And I said, no. And they said, well, why not? You know how to deliver babies. You know how to, yeah, but I can't do an emergency hysterectomy. And the hospital administrator was like, well, I don't get it. We're not asking you to do emergency hysterectomies. And I go, you don't understand. If a pregnancy goes wrong, if a delivery goes wrong, and I got to move to C-section, and then something goes wrong in the C-section, I have to be able to perform. I have to be able to go all the way. I can't just be able to do 50% of the job. You don't go into a job not being able to carry it out all the way. And so I had to decline. I mean, obviously as an ER doc, if somebody's in labor, I'm going to deliver and I'm going to do my best, but please don't have me the designated on call. Get somebody from out of the city in, pay them to come into town, put them up in a hotel, but you need somebody that could go the full distance if they had to. Don't just pray that we're going to have normal deliveries that Dahlia can handle. And yeah, I could handle it. I felt confident I could handle it, but those the deliveries, not all the way. And so same thing when it comes to these medications. You know, a big issue we have here in medicine is we are able to start you on a medication, but are we good at getting you off the medication? Now, with high blood pressure, we're like, we understand, okay, it's lifelong. So whatever reasons you have for your high blood pressure, if it's genetic, you're probably going to be on medication for life. Okay, you know, if your high blood pressure is due to a cocaine habit or you're being overweight or you're having sleep apnea, well, yeah, we could try to reverse it. And many of us feel comfortable taking you off a medication if we don't think you need it when it comes to high blood pressure or cholesterol, etc. But in terms of narcotics, we're able to start you on that on a narcotic medication. We're not able to take you off. That's a problem. And one thing we need to do is we need to train students, we need to train residents, that they could go the whole distance. It doesn't make any sense to treat you how to start something and not finish it up. Now, that's what we have specialists for, but we don't have enough people going into those specialties. When we come back from break, we'll talk about Dr. Burnout, and there's a study showing who are the most at risk for burnout, which fields are the least at risk, and we'll talk to you about that, and how that could put you at risk or put you in a safer setting. We'll talk about that. But we really don't know enough about these drugs. When we get pharmacology, we get a lot of pharmacology in medical school, but is it enough? Okay? I mean, we know they're addictive, but then, you know, we're also very humanistic. We don't want our patients in pain. 1-877-DOWN-DOLLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tune in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as we get ready for the fall, we have to kind of keep our minds prepared and ready for Christmas season. Some of us should start saving money for our Christmas presents now. Some of you might want to also start saving up for your Christmas tree because you can actually buy it on Amazon. Amazon says Christmas trees, including Douglas firs and Norfolk Island pines, will be bound and shipped without water in a box. And they will be sent within 10 days of being cut down, possibly even sooner, and survive the shipping just fine, according to the Daily Herald. Amazon.com said the trees, wreaths, and garlands will go on sale in November. Some will qualify for Prime free shipping. Amazon will also offer pre-orders so shoppers can choose a delivery date. They say the companies did sell trees shorter than 3 feet last year. Some merchants did sell bigger ones using the Amazon platform as a marketplace. But this is the first time Amazon is going to offer the larger trees themselves. Well, they see a market. They say, given the popularity among customers, we increased the assortment. So what are the prices looking like? Well, they said a 7-foot Fraser fir from a North Carolina farm is going to cost $115, according to an Amazon holiday preview. Also, there's a $50 wreath, a $25 red leaf plant with a decorative candy cane. Will people buy these? Yeah, they believe so. Now, apparently, the National Christmas Tree Association said even though picking out a tree and hauling it back home is part for fun of the fun, they thought that only about 1-2% of the 27 million real Christmas trees purchased are going to be bought online. But Amazon does have a history, they say, of shaking up shopping habits, and so people are now buying diapers, they're buying books, they've even bought live plants. So if somebody doesn't want to schlep the family out in the cold or go and, chop down their own Christmas tree or go to one of those corner parking lots where you could buy a Christmas tree and then tie it to your car. People are busy. They might do that. I mean, personally for me, I think it's fun to do the whole picking and, smelling, and I just love Christmas trees. I do. I love them. And I'm Jewish. I just think Christmas trees are the bomb. They're awesome. Just awesome. But, it's convenience, and people would rather probably spend time decorating and, having the Christmas tree, shipped, and then I think people will compensate for the time lost in going out to find the Christmas tree. All right. So we're being more, expeditious. We're being more, shall we say, not economical, but we're being more economical with our time. Maybe that's something we need to tell doctors to do. A recent study published in the AMA Wire breaks down burnout rates based on physician specialty. And the study authors surveyed 15,000 physicians in 29 different specialties regarding the prevalence of burnout factors. And as expected, close to half of the physicians easily reported burnout. Easily. What was surprising is 15% admitted to symptoms of depression. So according to this article, they report the following. They say for the most stressful medical job, the highest percentages of burnout occurred among these medical specialties. Critical care, 48%. Neurology, 48%. Family medicine, which is my board certification, 47%. OB-GYN, obstetrics and gynecology, 46%. Internal medicine, 46%. Emergency medicine, 45%. Now, which specialties had the lowest rates of burnout? Plastic surgery, 23%. Dermatology, 32%. Pathology, 32%. Ophthalmology, 33%. Orthopedics, 34%. Now, we'll talk about why. Study last year from the AMA, the Mayo Clinic at Stanford University found 1 in 5 physicians plan to cut back their hours this coming year, and 1 in 50 are going to leave the profession completely in the next 2 years. They're going to be done. They say burnout is the main cause of people leaving. It's one of the biggest threats to healthcare today. And so primary care, it seems to be hit the hardest. Internal medicine, family medicine, why? OB-GYN, why? Critical care. So critical care could be ICU, ventilators, hospital work, neurology. Well, neurology, that's just a tough subject. But look at critical care, neurology, internal medicine, emergency medicine. How much can the human take watching people die or watching people have strokes or brain tumors? Now, interesting that oncology wasn't listed in this. But, you know, the family medicine doc, I was a family medicine doc. I was getting burned out. Absolutely. I was getting burned out, and it wasn't so much the taking care of the patients. I really liked the patients, and it wasn't the busy days. It was all the negativity that started to hit you, like Obamacare. That was horrible. Deductibles skyrocketing, insurance not paying you, patients not wanting to pay, patients mad at you because of Obamacare. You're like, okay, wait a second. Now, I really started to get burned out after 2009, 2010. Now, luckily, I started to go into radio, and so I was very, very lucky because I didn't leave practice. I had other outlets, and I was like, you know what? We'll just ride the storm. But then once you realize the storm's not going away, that's not fun. Family medicine, OB-GYN, internal medicine, ER, you don't really sometimes deal with the happiest of patients. You notice pediatrics isn't in there. Pediatrics, you know, yeah, some of the kids are crying, but, you know, you can have fun as a pediatrician. You can play around with the kids. You could be goofy. You make the nurses do all the vaccines and the bad guy work. It's a shame. Poor nurses, because these nurses rock. But, you know, as a doctor, you get to kind of be the one that gets to be the funny, entertaining one. And I used to do that in family medicine. But when cases get sad, you know, it wears on you. And so, you know, you get threatened by lawsuits. You get threatened that someone's going to take you to the board. You're being told you're writing too many narcotics. Yeah, you're going to get burned out. The electronic medical record switchover was the biggest pain in the butt. It was financially burdensome. You lost revenue. You have to constantly train staff. You have to trust a computer. The high patient deductibles, that's another reason why doctors are burning out. That's ridiculous. If you're not getting paid, it's really hard to work for free. A lot of red tape, those ICD-10 code changes, insurance authorization, referral forms, Medicare laws. It stinks. You also get less respect. Doctors used to be heroes. They used to be revered. Now we get blamed for the opioid epidemic and healthcare costs. And then, of course, malpractice. You know, I mean, I always hear, somebody unfortunately dies of cancer and the family immediately, can we sue? You know, a doctor has to make sure that at all times they're not doing anything wrong. Now, that's what we expect, and I would do no less as a doctor. I don't blame you for expecting that. The problem is, that's going to wear on you. You can't just say, all right, well, another department will cover me. No. We see thousands of patients a year, and the odds that we get sued is higher than any other profession, and one lawsuit could bankrupt us. Stressful. So if you see your doctor start to look exhausted, be apathetic, have a negative attitude, start taking off a lot of days, seem irritated, you know, if you're feeling burned out, feeling underappreciated, you know, if you're thinking about quitting, you're burned out. So you need to take care of yourself. You need to learn to say no. Take a day off. Take Wednesdays as half days. Make small goals. Have fun at work. Get a hobby. But yeah, physician burnout, that's serious. We'll talk more about that. 1-877-DOC-GELLY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for
relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.